Does any serious observer believe that the IDF can fairly investigate its own murder by putting a bullet in the head of an innocent, unarmed American woman?
Well, apparently the Biden administration does, just as every administration of my lifetime has. And this isn't the first time that the U.S. asked the Israeli military to investigate itself after it killed an American. The Israeli military killed an American citizen on the Mavi Marmara, part of the Gaza humanitarian aid flotilla, back in 2009, back in 2010. In the high seas, in international waters, in a commando assault on a humanitarian ship headed for Gaza. The Obama administration asked Israel to investigate itself, and it found itself innocent of all charges. Mm. And once again, after Israel killed Shireen Abu Akleh, a well-known, one of the most esteemed journalists in the history of Palestine, correspondent for Al Jazeera, who was an American citizen, who was frequently in contact with the State Department, the U.S. allowed Israel to investigate itself. And it clearly aimed for her and shot her in the head. That's what several forensic investigations found. And now we have a 26-year-old woman who is an American named Aysenor Egi, who comes from the U.S. to the Nablus area, where Israel has legitimized a settlement. Stealing Palestinian land. She went with several other activists and she was shot in the head. According to 13 eyewitnesses interviewed by the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, she was targeted directly. There was no conflict taking place. There was no reason to fire on her, no reason for live fire. No one had any weapons around her. I actually know someone who is with her, Yonatan Pollack, who is one of the most courageous Israelis I met. He is a leader of the small band of Israeli anti-Zionists that go into Palestinian territories to defend Palestinians against land theft. He's one of the only Israelis who can walk through any Palestinian city with total respect of Palestinians.
Right.
But he's also someone I've always known as credible, who supplied me with credible information as a journalist when I was working there. And he said that she was targeted by an Israeli sniper. And now we have President Joe Biden being interviewed on the tarmac declaring that Israel has said that a bullet bounced off the ground and they accidentally shot her. He's exonerating Israel for killing a U.S. citizen after declaring that if you shed an American citizen's blood, we will punish you harshly. This is the total disrespect that Americans get if they approach Palestinians in a humanitarian way, as opposed to Hirsch Goldberg Polin, an American who went to Israel to fight in Israel's military, was captured by Hamas and died in Hamas custody. And Tony Blinken called him an American hero.